John Hankey is an independent documentary filmmaker. He teaches how history really unfolded and exposes conspiracies you didn't know existed. His films cover a wide array of topics, including the JFK assassination, the Rothschilds, October 7th, and Trump's failed assassination attempt. Put on your headphones, grab your tinfoil hat, and get ready to learn how the world really operates with John Hankey.
Let's drop a bomb while we're at it. But you have to promise we're going to close with this. You've all heard of Auschwitz. One of the things that you can find out is that the Jewish banks, the Rothschild banks, when the survivors came to the Rothschild banks with their dead parents' passbooks, they chased them out. They chased them out, yelling and screaming and swinging, and told them that they wouldn't honor the passbook until they got a death certificate from Auschwitz, filled out by the Germans who, you know, they're one. And the people who, right, the mainstream historians, you know, I got the book sitting over there telling the story, are absolutely scandalized by it. You know, another thing that people don't know is that it's called the transfer agreement. The Nazis had a deal with the Zionists in Israel that they would allow the rich Jews of Europe to escape to Israel, and they would give them, they'd let them take most of their money with them, but they had to take it in scrip that they could only redeem by buying German goods. So that it was that's how the Nazis justified it. It's how Goering justified it to himself, was that this was good for the German economy because we're giving them this stuff and they have to buy German goods. And so that people who are boycotting Germany because we're Nazis will buy stuff from the Zionists, even though it's German made. They're not buying it from Germans, they're buying it from Zionists, so therefore it's okay. Now, Auschwitz. I was sort of one of the earliest scandals I ever got exposed to was an article called With a Branch at Auschwitz, about how the Rockefellers had a branch at Auschwitz. Auschwitz, I come to find out, from an Auschwitz survivor, was run by I.G. Farben, I.G.F.A.R.B.E.N. Google it. Look it up on Wikipedia. It's not, and you will find out something like 25 of the directors of I.G. Farben got tried at Nuremberg for their part in running Auschwitz. The I.G. Farben headquarters is a palace. They had a contest for years where they paid the top architects in the world to propose designs, and then they paid the winner a huge amount of money, and they built this palatial headquarters, and it's built on the Rothschild estate. One, nobody could, and you'll find out when you Google I.G. Farben that it was the largest, richest company in the world. When the Nazis came to power, they made their war profits during World War I, selling poison gas to everybody and selling, you know, dynamite to everybody. Right, it was Nobel who invented dynamite, but it was I.G. Farben that manufactured it and certainly that sold it to the German side. So war profiteers to the max. Well, that suggests the Rothschild name, if the fact that they built it on Rothschild land didn't tell you that, of course, it was the Rothschilds. I mean, why would you locate it in Frankfurt anyhow? You'd put it in Berlin if you weren't the Rothschilds and wanted to build it in the Rothschild home has been Frankfurt since they were enslaving my relatives and forcing them to be in the army. Anyway, so enough. Yeah. Why would the Rothschilds want the Holocaust? One, because they didn't want the poor Jews of Europe to go to Israel. They only wanted the rich Jews to go to Israel. That's one. Two, because they got to keep all of the deposits. If, you know, it was $5, they got to keep it. If you kill, I mean, one of the questions that I had a survivor ask me, he was 8 years old being chased all over Europe by the by the SS. And why are they chasing an 8-year-old? He couldn't understand why. Because you can inherit your parents' bank accounts if you survive. But if you don't survive, you can't inherit your parents' bank accounts, and the banks get to keep it. I saw an estimate of $40 billion. This is $40 billion, 1940 dollars, which is much closer to $40 trillion at this point, that the bankers made from the deposits of the victims of the Holocaust. So, and then they forced the rich Jews to go to Israel, which is what they had been trying to do for the previous 1830 to previous 110 years, right? For 110 years, they had been doing this. The Rothschild signed a contract with the King of England to repay, and I won't go into all the very interesting details, to repay a monstrous loan that they made to the king so that he could pay them back the money that they had arranged for him to owe them. 180 years. It was a 180-year contract. So that's the scale that these guys operate on, and they count on us to not know anything that our grandparents experienced, right? They bank on that, and they get it, because we don't know anything that our grandparents experienced, including how our grandparents knew who the Rothschilds were and considered them to be the most evil people on the planet. There's a book written in 1906 called The Rothschilds, and you can't get it. Well, you can try. I hired somebody to find me a really good online copy. I bought what you can buy from Amazon is garbage. It's not complete. It's every page has a couple of sentences cut out, but you can find online copies. Anyway, in 1906, our great-great-grandparents knew that the Rothschilds were the most evil people on the planet and were controlling the U.S. economy and destroying. Every 10 years, they would collapse they would short the market and kill the economy. Every 10 years, they would short the market and kill the economy. That's all in this little book. It is such a non-interesting read. It's just detail after detail after detail after detail showing you what I just told you in 90 seconds. Anyhow.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.